answering how a DJ, when they get a gun, they kind of, when they're the first ones to play it, they kind of own it for a while. It's like, it's their track. So that was Mark Oliver's track for sure. Yeah. It takes the physical to create. This was Johnny's track for a while, I think.
The flower blossoms for what seems to be the concrete
surface. The warning.
Greed, racism, insanity, physical and social handicaps. These are the things that mold the flower. Red rose or black rose, no in between. Phase 3, judgment. If it were to fall upon you today, which flower would you be? The red rose or the black rose?
FM Toronto. Technopolis with DJ SOS from the Global Groove Network on Chin 1007 FM Toronto.
People hearing this for the first time, all dancing, not sitting in the middle of the dance floor, paying attention to the music going off. You weren't there. You were. For you.
Yeah.
Edifiers, the Van Groovy EP. Guess the name. Okay. Take your hat. All right. If you're not there right now, then it means you're listening to me. But I'll tell you anyhow. At the Opera House right now, Simply Jeff is going on in like 6 minutes. Our suggestion is to bring a Walkman and listen to Little Groove on one ear and him on the other. Just to be fair. Besides, coming up after the break, I'm going to give away some tickets. Also, just a reminder, the Full Exposure event on Saturday has been moved to the Better Living Center Exhibition Place at CNE. It's massive. Big. 1 gazillion square feet. If you don't believe me, go find out for yourself. Also, next Friday, we'll have the details on the exclusive Paul Oaken Full Tape Essential Mix live from the home, Sydney, Australia. It'll be available at Eastern Block, the Pit and Fresh, as a benefit for Trip and the Stu Holiday Memorial Cancer Fund. And right here, standing where I'm standing at the moment, will be superstar DJ Kyoki and DJ Hardware. Don't miss it. So coming up after this, we're going to give away some tickets, going to ask you some questions, and play some hardcore. Right after this.
Looking for a nice, quiet evening by the radio? Then listen to some boring adult contemporary station.
This is the Global Groove Network.
Renegade Airwaves.
Technopolis with Dr. Trance.
Mark Oliver's Odyssey.
The new sound on chain. Music that dares to be different. Music that kicks ass. The Global Groove Network.
Heard overnight. Nights.
107 FM.
Toronto. Saturday, June 5th.
Word up, my brother, you got me high as a kite. I feel good tonight. I see, man, you all right.
I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, I'm that nigga in the end.
From Los Angeles, Ice-T with Evil E and superstar DJ Kyoki. From Detroit, T-1000. From New York City, Joski. From Amsterdam, Godard. And from the UK, drum and bass with Nicky Black Market, Bill Riley, Jojo Rocket, MC Fearless. All together for one incredible party. Effective and Empire Productions present Full Exposure, Saturday, June 5th, 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. in a new location, the Better Living Center, CNE. Call 416-760-3185 or 416-410-5812 for more information. And be there for the massive throwdown Saturday, June 5th, Better Living Center, CNE.
Full Exposure.
It's the largest free event in the world. Savor food, music, folklore, international entertainment. Take part in games and contests. Shop in the International Shopping Bazaar. Sit down and enjoy concerts and have the most fun ever. From July 1st to the 4th. The Chin International Picnic at Exhibition Place. The Chin Picnic has it all and much more.
Chin International Picnic.
Hi and say how are you. And don't forget about the bikini contest. I've always wanted to say that. All right, true story. So I came down to Toronto, and I figured, well, actually, you know what? I knew because I was told by Ryan and friends, and I just knew because I wasn't stupid that I was not ready to DJ yet. I knew what I wanted to play, but if you're a new DJ out there, you know what I'm talking about when you just can't do it. It takes practice, time on the decks. So rather than embarrass myself, I didn't. I went out and danced. I don't know if we were around back in the day, seeing some weird guy with a giant inflatable Snapple bottle. That was me, having fun. And wanting to get into DJing, finally after, I guess, feeling that I was competent enough, I figured that there was a million trance DJs, a million house DJs, and at the time there really was only one hardcore DJ, Dominic. And I figured, well, 4-4 timing, I can do that. You know, I can compete. So that's what I did. And they called me the Happy Rotterdam Man, Science Officer Spock. Got my big break at a party called Aqua Family Groove. The man, the doctor, was playing upstairs. And actually, they shut his room down because everyone kind of, they didn't know what was going on. Something was going on in the basement. And what had happened, I asked the promoters, you know, you're going to shut the room down. You got the sound system right away. Let me play. You know, it doesn't hurt you. They did. And eventually, the party got moved down there. I swear to God. Don came up and said, who are you? I said, well, I'm Ryan Simmons' roommate, Len SOS. He's like, oh, okay. Because he knew Ryan. And the last track you played with the sparklers and the whole lot was this next one, Marusha Over the Rainbow. But here's the question. We're going to start off with a hard one. Here's the question. It was Aqua Family Groove. It was a summer party, and it was at a fairly famous, I guess at the time, rave venue. It was small. It was used by a few different rave companies. I will say it was a house, but that's all I'm going to say. It had a particular name. It was known by a name. You have to call in and tell me the name of the place that I played this track, and there was a few other raves there. It's no longer used. I guess people live in it. Justin from Alien, I think, threw a party there. Aqua threw a party there. I forget who else. The place totally kicked ass anyhow. Marisha, Over the Rainbow. If you want to win tickets to Full Exposure, you're going to call in and tell me the name of the place. We got one winner. Now, this track sold over 1 million copies in Italy. Over 1 million. Dominic lost his copy. As far as I know, I think I have the only one. Here right now, you know. Pair of tickets to give away. So if you think you know it, call in 870-1007 is the number to call. Where did I play this song for my big break? Back in 94. It was a big house. The Aqua family group party was there. I think there was an alien party, or at least Justin's group party there. Or maybe Justin lived there. I'm kind of unsure. I just partied there. I don't know. Call in. In mind that someone lived there, so CineSpace is not the right answer. Walking in there fresh and Lewitt fresh, looking at me going, you want this record, handing it to me and making me take it. That was it. I'm glad I still have it. This next one, Ryan Seven heard it, but it wasn't for him. He left it at Fresh, and I went and got it. And it's, as I said earlier, you know, sometimes you play a track, or a DJ plays a track and it becomes like their track. I've always felt that unless you write the track, it's not yours. So anytime someone's ever asked me, you know, what track is that, I'll write it down for them. I think that's the at least I could do for the producer. So Grimace got it, and Breno got it, and other people got it, and great. You know, that's the whole idea. It's about the music, right? You know, not about hiding, you know. But yeah, Tripomatic Fairy Tales, Dominic had to cancel, I believe, so I opened the party, and I finished with this track. And it became my track for a while, like 2 years running. It was the most requested song I had. And now it's played a lot now, but I'm going to drop it in just because it kind of fits into the story. This is Highlander, I'm Sorry. About changing the question, we seem to have stumped all but one person. So if you think you know it, call in. If you don't know it, don't go away, because we'll give you a little bit easier one. We'll give you the $600 question, not the $800 question. We'll go to single Jeopardy. Once again, the question is, Marusha over the rainbow, my big break was at Aqua Family Groove. It wasn't built, I played. It was at a cool place, a rave location that we used a few times in the summer. A house. What I want to know is the name of the place, or the address will do, close enough. Not Cinespace, not the honeypot. Call in with the answer, I'll give you some tickets to Full Exposure, for free. Gotta call to win. 870-1007. One way. it wasn't a warehouse. People lived there. It had a kitchen. It wasn't the space. This is 94. Story about this track. I remember I got the call from Don to come in and as a rookie DJ lost it playing on a big system. Is like it's the bomb. However, my copy of this record was a bit dished, as in the record was a bit bent, and so in the process of unbending the record, I snapped the record in half, like day of, 2 hours I was supposed to go play, broke my gun by my own hand on purpose, sort of. Called Lou, almost crying. And he had one more copy. This is it. Thanks, Lou. So, Glenn, are we going to close the question, or do we still have a... Oh, they're still calling in. 794, Big House. All right, I think we're going to close it and think of a new one. Oh, they're still calling in. No quitters. I like it. Okay, we're going to play one more hard track, and then after that, we're going to change the question. Rack your brains. Think about it. Think about what it said on the info line before you went to the party there. All right, this one I'm going to play. I never really caught on in Toronto. However, my first time playing in Montreal, the promoter said that if I didn't bring it and play it, they wouldn't pay me. Same deal in Vancouver. I don't know. I like it. Here you go. My last hard one. Then we're going to go into, I guess, the newer school SOS.
With DJ SOS from the Global Groove Network on Chin 1007 FM Toronto. We'll be right back.
Soul Zone.
Niagara Falls called Cherry Popper. It was billed as a hardcore DJ. Had a crate full of hardcore. Went down, played, and I knew what the crowd wanted to hear. I knew it. Like, I knew exactly what they wanted to hear. And it wasn't hardcore. And that's all I had in my crate. I had Wicked Records at home, but they weren't doing much good there. So I decided that was it. Time to change, I guess. And from then on, I never just brought hardcore to a party, nor did I bill myself as a hardcore DJ. I thought, you know, you should be able to play anything. Adapt to the room, you know, play to the crowd, that kind of thing. And totally changed the whole kit and caboodle. Changed my name, too, from Science Officer Spock to Space Dove Silly. So I guess I got a good question. Here we go. Oh, yeah, yeah. How easy should I make it, though? On a level of, like, 0 to 2.
Semi.
Semi-easy? Yeah.
Semi.
Well, I can tell the answer now, eh? Yeah, it's 50 Wabash. The Wabash Mansion.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Right. Yeah. So. Rock in place. You know that Molson Canadian Rocks commercial? How the whole house is like shaking?
Yeah,
the Wabash Mansion did that. We got shout outs? I'll do that now before.
Okay, yo. I want to give a shout out to Mindy, Jay, Randy, and Levi and the crew from the Global Groove Network at Canada's Wonderland tonight for the grad party. Happy graduation, all you youngins. I hope you look forward to a good future. Back to SOS.
our head technician and a nuclear physicist, Glenn. Hey, by the way, you know what? You're good. You're good. Okay, so we're going to lead into the question here. So, I decided to change. Decided to be able to play anything for anyone, anytime, anywhere. I never again wanted to have that happen to me. And at our the fifth E-Party was the first time I'd ever played a non-hardcore set in front of people. And before then, I did after parties. It didn't really count, though. So, E5, I played. And this track, I was also a member of Cheer Record Pool, and this track I almost threw out. It's called On the Bible. I keep it in a sleeve that says it's from King Kong, so it's known as King Kong by some people. I play the instrumental version because the vocal version, sorry to the producers if you're listening, but it's really bad. But the instrumental version kicks ass, and this is, I've never heard anyone else play it, and I've never heard it anywhere. I've been offered a lot of money for it. Actually, I think, was it Hardware? Yeah, it was Hardware. I offered like $50 for this. I don't know. No, thanks, buddy. So this was my big gun in that set. Now the question is, for a pair of tickets to Full Exposure, E5, what was the name of E5? And don't say E5. I want to know what the name of E5 was. It's the party that I played this track at. (870) 1007. We'll be right back.
vibe live.
Killer flyer, my favorite flyer ever. What we did was had the flyer vibe alive, made juice, poured water out, made juice, poured it back in the bottle, put the flyer in the bottle, and sold the flyer so it paid for itself. Loved it. Of it. Tonight there's a free party. Moonshine is doing one. If you want to find out where it is, call 202-8872. Once I'm done here, I'm going to scoot over there and drop in a morning set. Outdoor parties are fun. They're doing a benefit for Kosovo folks. Having some hard times, so bring in some canned goods if you can. It's free, so how about 202-8872, the number to call to find out where that party is.
Records, and you're listening to the radio station that dares to be different. The Global Groove Network on Chin 1007 FM, Toronto.
also coming up tomorrow night. Depending where you are, you can hear me twice. Playing at Kinetic in Hamilton and Hardtown. I'll be doing a morning set there. Come on by, check it out. I got four more tracks to go. The closing's going to be coming in. What I'm going to do is my favorite older track of all time. My favorite sort of kind of, I guess, I don't know, medium SOS track of all time. My current favorite track, and I guess the track of all time. I only buy records I like. I don't understand why people buy records that they don't like and they never play them. Pick any record on my crate. Anyone. I dare you. I believe as ravers we should accept anyone into, you know, into the scene. With the music, not how you dress, whatever. But I love watching someone, you know, 6'3", 400 pounds, built. Everyone's going off, attempting to look miserable while they're a track like this is being played. Like, you can at least tap your toe. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Life's too short. So they say there are no bad coincidences. I like coincidences. They say they're only really important if you notice them, I suppose. This next track, I was in Fresh looking through a big pile of records, and I got this and a couple others right before, I guess, Johnny, Pierre the Greek, who else? One more person showed up. It's Tim Patrick. I don't know. I don't remember. There was only one copy of this. I never heard anyone else play it until like a year afterwards. And if I was on, you know, the whole Desert Island thing, I only had one song, this would definitely be it. And I would have to give this some pretty high marks. It's near tied for the best song of all time, if you ask me. This is Team Deep and Morning Light on Premium Records. PRE-010. Thank you. As far as I know, the first time this was ever heard in Toronto was Destiny 15, and then you play in the afternoon, and I did the Chariots of Fire mix and dropped this in.
Ooh,
check it. Good. Thinking about heading to Honolulu Funtopia. You'll be hearing this. I'm gonna go get some more.